From working at orphanages to helping injured dogs, federal employees and their families stationed overseas are going above and beyond by volunteering. Six individuals have been recognized for their exemplary service with Secretary of State Awards for Outstanding Volunteerism Abroad. Web editors Mike O'Connell and Julia Ziegler attended the ceremonies and told me all about it.
The awards recognize U.S. government employees, family members, including domestic partners and other members of households at embassies and consulates who perform exceptional volunteer service to their communities, mission, or host country, or who really assisted in the country in an emergency.
So these are people all over the world?
Yes. These are our diplomats and their families who are at embassies. Some of them are military personnel who happen to be connected with the embassy, who go out and do volunteerism in the community wherever they're stationed.
Sounds like they're people who are finding themselves because of maybe a spouse's or significant other's placement in the world, making the most of a situation that they're, or not a situation, but making most of a location that they may not have gone to ordinarily.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's one of the coolest things that you see when you actually look at these award winners. You know, most of them are, in fact, spouses. I think it was four or five of the six who are actually spouses of federal employees who have won these awards. And some of the things that they have done to garner themselves these awards are really special and interesting. And, you know, as I kind of looked through the award winners, I thought to myself, you know, would I be that great of a human being if I found myself in that situation to kind of put myself out there and do all of these great things? And you'd hope that you would, right? But these people have just gone above, and Mike can tell you about some of the things that they're doing.
And you'd think that, you know, they're dealing with a lot of things. If they're family members, if they've got, you know, children, that they're in a foreign country and they have to deal with all the stresses that may come around that and the duties that are associated with the embassy. But these are people who look out on the community and see things that interest them. One of the people I spoke to was Sergeant Kyle Romero, who is actually part of the Marine contingent that was stationed at the embassy in Accra, Ghana. And when I spoke to him yesterday at the ceremony at the State Department, one of the things he said was that, you know, and I asked him, you know, well, why do you do this? And he was like, well, you know, I was inspired by God to do this. And he went to two orphanages in Ghana. He volunteered. He helped do a Bible study with them and you know, got the materials to help the children at the orphanages while he was there. So he saw it as part of his duty, but also just as something good he wanted to do in the community connected with the, and I shouldn't say connected, but associated with the embassy that he's at.
Yeah, provided property maintenance, tutoring services, distribution of material goods such as clothing, food, school materials, hygiene items. Mm-hmm. And this he did while on active duty in his spare time.
Yeah. Yeah. For him, it was a calling. Carrie Carswell, whose husband, Bruce Carswell, was an army attaché in Sofia, Bulgaria. She got involved in a local charity called Friends of Lopian. And what they did is they helped out children in a school and a shelter, brought them items. When I spoke to her, one of the things that she said that she remembered specifically is she worked with a local shoe manufacturer to get these children shoes for their Christmas party. And the first year, they raised money and they paid for part of that. But the next year around, the shoe manufacturer came to them and said, well, we'd like to donate all these shoes for these children.
And she raised $4,000, which was used to secure medicine, clothing, school supplies. I imagine $4,000 goes a lot further in Bulgaria than it might say in McLean.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really interesting. You know, it's not just people that these folks were helping. You know, this one person,
Shilpa Gade,
in New Delhi, India, was working with dogs and dogs that have been injured. And we've got some great photos. You've got to check it out on the website. Mike put together this great photo gallery of all of these volunteers doing what they do best, volunteering in these other places. And we've got some great pictures that just kind of pull at your heartstrings of some of these dogs that have been injured. And what Shilpa was doing was trying to get these dogs homes, right, Mike?
Right. And they worked with local veterinarians to get them some medicine. medical help as well. Some of the dogs were missing limbs, and they were able to get them some adaptive technology to help them so that they could walk around. She founded, with her husband, Rescue Without Borders, which she's pushing out to other embassies around the world, mm-hmm. to try to get other diplomats involved in this, their family members. And she's also, she's sort of based out of New Jersey. So this is something that people even locally can get involved in.
We're speaking with web editors Mike O'Connell and Julia Ziegler, and it looks like some of the volunteers didn't even leave the hemisphere to do the work they did.
No, there were a group of volunteers in Mexico City, Mexico, and this is really kind of a heartbreaking story. Well, one of the group, Jose Ramirez Dorche, he accepted the award yesterday at the ceremony for the other people who were volunteering with him. They had founded this group, Zapatos Rotos, which translates to broken shoes. And it just started with them. They were out having coffee at a restaurant, and they looked out. Jose told the story of seeing this bus come up with these children with disabilities, one of which was a girl who couldn't walk. Her mother had brought her to school. The school rolled out a wheelchair for her and then brought her back in school. And at the end of the day, they brought the wheelchair back out, and the mother had to pick her daughter up and take her home that way. So that meant a lot to Jose and his colleagues, and so they started this charity, which they could help out these children with disabilities, get some aid. They were eventually able to get a wheelchair for that girl so that she could, the family could bring it home. And that's just the type of work they were doing.
So that was Jose Ramirez Dorche, Fernando Marcelo Alvarez, and Liana Maria Alvarez, spouses of Foreign Service officers in Mexico.
Right. Right.
So there you go. You've got the full gamut. People on duty, spouses. Wow.
And that was one of the things that a few people that I spoke to sort of echoed was the fact that, you know, they're in these other countries, you know, representing the United States in official capacity, but they're also, you know, sort of extending that mission into the community, showing that they're there. You know, they're just human beings who see things they want to help out. It's not an official capacity sort of thing. And the awards sort of recognize that fact that, you know, hey, these are people who are not doing something because they were told to do it, or that this is sort of trying to fulfill some mission of the embassy. But this is something they feel they just want to make the world a better place where they're at.
And how does the State Department recognize them?
The State Department recognizes them by, you know, bringing them to Washington, D.C., having a ceremony at the State Department and presenting them with these awards.
They recognize them in a tangible public way.
Yes.
Web editor Mike O'Connell, you can see his story and his photos at federalnewsradio.com. And Julia Ziegler, web manager, what's coming up next?
Yeah, and just to add to that, Tom, these photos really are great. Definitely check it out. This story really is best told through photos, and you got to just see these photos to see the kinds of great work that these people are doing. Coming up next week, Tom, obviously Congress is back. Congress is back.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah. So things in Washington are a little bit busier. And we've got a host of hearings and events going on that federal employees will be interested in. One of those is a hearing on PTO. As we know, PTO had some issues with its telework program.
That Patent and Trademark Office. Yep.
Yes, that was uncovered. And so there will be hearings on that next week. We also have some interesting events with the Senior Executive Service and kind of looking at, you know, the future of the Senior Executive Service. So Federal News Radio will be paying close attention to that as well.